Good afternoon, ladies. This is John, and if you would like to introduce yourself, I think our listeners would be very interested.
My name is Claudine.
My name is Wendy.
Right. Thank you, ladies. Can I ask you, we're at a podcasting class. Why did you come along? Wendy?
Well, trying to keep up to date with modern technology, to keep my pupils up to date with new technology, and to just raise their interest levels in learning a foreign language through a different medium.
I think that's great. Interest levels are absolutely crucial. Claudine, why did you come along?
To have fun first, and to learn how to do it. So when I'm confident to do it myself, then I can try with all my classes.
So what sort of things are we going to be trying in class? Has anybody any bright ideas at this moment in time? Wendy?
Well, vocabulary. From a very basic point of view, for revising vocabulary, weather topics for the young ones, higher topics, you know, smoking, all sorts of things.
I don't suppose it would matter the level the children were at. The basic vehicle for delivering the correct pronunciation would be the podcast. Yes. Have you ever used any podcasts for yourself, Claudine?
Yes, at the moment I'm learning Spanish. And I've taken from the internet, from the iTunes, the podcast called Coffee Break Spanish, and which allows you just to repeat sentences with the right accent.
That sounds really great.
What about yourself, John? Have you used any podcasts yourself?
Well, I did last year. I downloaded some of the podcasts. They were actually called Verbcasts, and they came from the Pi organisation, and I thought they were really great.
Me too. I thoroughly enjoyed the Verbcasts. I've played them to my higher pupils via my laptop, and they loved them. I loved listening to Mark's voice and listening to all the verbs. I found it very relaxing. I've tried some podcasts from a radio station, and it was from a radio station from Quebec, and it was fabulous. It was very humorous and funny, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, just from a relaxation point of view.
Did you not find the Canadian French maybe a little difficult to understand? I know I would have.
Yes, just a little.
Yes, sometimes I don't understand them either.
Well, hopefully, when we start using the podcasts with the children's comprehension of the various dialects and pronunciations, it will improve. So, thank you very much for your contribution, ladies.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.